Hello.
Hello, hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Service. We're conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Is your zip code 55403? 409, I mean. Sorry.
Yeah, nine.
Okay. And what is your race? I have white, black, white.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's going to terminate. I think it's another quarter. Oh, no. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No? Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Not the very satisfied, but the one before that.
Somewhat satisfied?
Okay, sure, somewhat satisfied.
That one? Okay, thank you. Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
Better.
Thank you. Somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? You can select the top three issues most important to you. I'm going to read you the list. Just tell me three of them that is the most important to you in your opinion. The rising cost of living, climate change and the environment, reproductive or maternal health, access to good jobs, affordable quality housing, public safety, including gun violence, affordable quality health care, access to quality education, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and extending voting rights, criminal justice and police reform. Any of them, the top three that you feel that is most important to you? I read them again. Rising cost of living. Just tell me when you hit that.
Yes, rising cost of living.
Okay.
That one.
The next one was climate change and the environment, reproductive or maternal health.
The global warming, and then you can keep going after that.
Access to good jobs, affordable quality housing. I need one more.
Healthcare, I think, was one of them.
Okay. Yes, it is. Thank you. Okay. And what initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? You can select up to three. It doesn't have to be three, but you can select up to three. I'm going to read you the list. It could be just one if you want. Decrease police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increase police presence, increase gun control statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, an alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. What do you think is just, you know, like I said, you can give me three, but you don't have to. It could be just one.
It was one of the first couple. Sorry, I can't remember exactly.
Okay, yeah, no, that's okay. The initiatives, you know, that will make you feel safe in your community. Decrease police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated.
Oh, yes, that one.
That one, okay. All right, thank
you. And then the last one you said.
Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. That one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, and what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Again, you can select up to three. I'm going to read you the list. Emergency response services, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, law enforcement programs, gun control measures, drug and substance abuse prevention, mental health support services, juvenile justice program, community engagement and cooperation, neighborhood watch initiatives, support for victims of crime. You can select up to three. Any of them? Emergency response. I read them again. Emergency response services. That's the number one. The second one is rehabilitation and integration efforts.
That would be a good one.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to choose another one, or that's good? So I can continue.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. And here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work in your community? Again, you can select up to three. I'm going to read them to you. Cultural, specific community healing practice. Diversifying police ranks, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Okay? I could say you could select three, but it does not have to be three. Which one do you think?
The second one.
Diversifying police ranks?
No, never mind. Sorry. Maybe the third one?
Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what aspects of the kindergarten to 12 educational systems do you believe are working well in your community? Again, you can select three, but it can be just one. Quality of teachers, diversity of teachers, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, Black-centered curriculum, school safety and security, access to educational resources, access to technology, parental involvement and support, okay, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, special education programs. What do you think?
Oh, there's a lot of good ones. The affordable, access to technology.
Okay.
And then first or second one about diverse teachers?
Diversity of teachers?
Yes.
Okay. And one for the
extracurricular, or the affordable extracurriculars.
Okay. And you mentioned something about access to technology. Okay. Okay, we got three. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for kindergarten to 12th grade students in our community. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you.
And I'm actually sorry, I have another call coming.
I'm sorry?
I have another call coming in I have to take.
Can I call you back?
Sure.
So we can finish if we're almost done. All right, so I'd like to finish.
Okay, it's my food delivery, so.
Okay, I'll call you back then, okay?
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.